tell you one very, very fascinating thing. The Ruyin Advarim Lemisha Amram, and that is, we know the Mishnah says in the Sechtes Kedushin that Pei Beis Amar Aleph, Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim. And the truth is that Sarchin Gadol, Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim, I have a lot of Chaverim that are Toiv Sheberoifim. These are some of the biggest Sadiqim in the world. So what does it mean, Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim? What's Pashab Shar? And the Emes is Hagaba Atzmacha. In the Gemara, you find Shmuel was a very, very famous doctor. Reb Chanina was a doctor, right? You find that they were Amiroim, that were doctors. On the Rishonim level, the Rambam, of course, was the Avi Aroifim. We spoke yesterday about the Ramban, that the Chidon, Sheman HaGdolim, refers to him as a Roifei Muvok, the Rashba in the Tshuva, where he talks about an interesting Inyan of Rafu of the Rashba. The Sfarno was a famous doctor. The Ran was a doctor. So there were many great, great Rishonim, Loi Mi Baya, Anoshim Chashuvim, Upkehitin Yidin, that for sure are going to Gan Eden. Mamish Yidin that are Koinoi Lamaba every day because of the Chsodim that they do as being Toif Shabaroifim. So what's Pashup Shah? What did Chazal mean when Chazal said Toif Shabaroifim Legehenim? It's very, very shver. Now, if you look at Rashi in Masech Tis Kedushin, that Pei Beis Amar Aleph on the Mishnah, so Rashi says like this, that the reason Chazal said what they said was, Upa'amim Shahirig Nefashis. Number one, sometimes they're Hirig Nefashis. Additionally, V'yesh B'yodei L'rapa Yisa'ani V'enem Erapa. And sometimes there's a doctor who's really able to cure somebody, but he's not going to because he's an Arab man, and it's in vain of a michshol that maybe can come about if he's not careful and he's pesheya and his melacha, that Chazal meant toiv shebereifim legehenim. But avada, they didn't mean that because someone's a doctor, and certainly if he's the toiv shebereifim, this is the way it would be. But again, it's a dayin tzarech bir, and befrat it's a dayin tzarech bir, because then why is it toiv shebereifim? If anything, you would think just the opposite. So why is it that the toiv shebereifim, what's this dogush of toiv shebereifim legehenim? So I found in the Sfarim of Rav Reuven Margolis, and just a little shout out, thank you Binim, I'm Evin Yavim, but Binim Bornstein, but in Rav Reuven Margolis' Sfarim, so he has a mechkar, and the title of his mechkar is Refuah V'Roifim B'Talmud. This is one of the really, really hard to find Sfarim. But in his mechkar, he talks in great, great detail about Roifim and Refuah in the Talmud. And one of the things he talks about is this Maimer Chazal, Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim. And L'chur, it's very, very sasum. So he says something brilliant, Kedarke Bakoidish, Ayin Sham, I'll give you the short version of it. And that is that you see from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he rather doesn't shtel to the Rambam, but you see from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos that once upon a time there were two types of doctors. There were doctors that worked Oifin Tivi, based on the medical knowledge that they were privy to at that time. And then there were doctors that worked based on all these different heebie-jeebie types of things, where they were using images and meisen and geschäften, things that the Torah said are aser, and things that the Rambam himself describes as being to'usim and silly. In other words, these were charlatans. These were not real people. Rav Reuven Margolis says, it's pasha to me that any person that bought into what they were doing held that they were the Toiv Sheberoifim. He says, why? He says, the person went to a surgeon. He had to have some sort of surgery. The next thing he knows, they're chopping him, they're hacking him. This guy is the best doctor in the world. It's painless. It's mamish. It's perfect. It's intravenous. You have nothing to worry about. You don't even feel anything. He says, these were the people that were known as the Toiv Sheberoifim. And he says, the Toiv Sheberoifim, these charlatans, it's them that Chazal were referring to when they said Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim. So again, Kedarke Bakoidesh, he buys it the way he buys things, but he fears us with one really, really nice punchline. He says, V'yagadol of Reya, meaning I can't tell this to you for a fact, but he says, V'yagadol of Reya. Chazal said Toiv Sheberoifim Legehenim. It's interesting, there's an Ovis de Rab Nosim that says the same thing in a slightly different Lashon. The Toiv Sheberoifim are Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba. Scary. It says, Toiv Sheberoifim, Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba. So he says, isn't it interesting? The Toiv Sheberoifim are Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba. Yeah, we have a Perek Chelek that talks about all the people that are Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba. Doesn't mention Toiv Sheberoifim. So how come those doctors are not there? Says, okay, Reuven Margolis. So Schusi Yogan Aleinu. Let's take a look at the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelek. Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Loilam Haba. Shem Ava Amich Kulam Tzadikim Loilam Yishu Oris Etzim Atoy Masa Yodai Lispar. Ve'elu Shein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba. And then the Mishnah says, the following are a group of people that have no Chelek in Loilam Haba. Ho'im Ein Tchias HaMesim Ena Toyo. Ve'ein Toyo Ben HaShemayim. Ve'apikoyres. Rabbi Kiva Omer, af hakoyer besvar machitzoinim, vehaloiches al hamako. Someone that's, what's a loiches al hamako? That means there's a person that has a maka, and he starts banging out incantations. Says the Mishnah said it. That's what Chazal meant when they said Toiv Shabarayfim Begahedim. They meant the Loiches Al Hamaka. They were the Toiv Shabarayfim. Because people used to think that, these are the guys, they're the good doctors. Oh, you're going to your guy's a shlamazel. You're going to walk out. He says, this doctor, perfect, everything's amazing. Lamaisa, these chevra were, they were charlatans, they were ganovim, they were roitzchim, they were mamish chol rida mida rosha ba'olam. The Rambam already talks about them. He says, that's why they hid the Sefer Refuahs, because that's what the Sefer Refuahs was. V'hoidu lechachomim. It was a very, very big deal. Al kaponim, if that's what Toiv Shabarayfim Legehenim means, it definitely opens up a little bit of a shar. Again, v'ruyin hadvarim l'misha amram, and we'll stop here.